Christian School Management wants to partner with your Christian school, bringing hope. Since 2017, we have provided advice and counsel to hundreds of Christian schools. Our consultants, books, surveys, and online trustee training are Christian, research-based, and represent over 400 years of experience. Are you struggling? Our mission is to bring prosperity. Are you strong and growing? Our mission is to deepen your leadership and stewardship. Go to ChristianSchoolManagement.org and find out more. Entheos is our free advice and counsel letter that is read by over 1,100 Christian school leaders a week. Go to ChristianSchoolManagement.org and sign up your leadership team. For Jesus, through mission, with students. Let CSM partner with you. The Babyface Pro FS, the last portable interface you'll ever need. Meet the world's most versatile, portable, and expandable audio interface that delivers the best audio quality wherever your creative journey takes you. The second generation of the Babyface Pro improves all elements again: sound quality, mic pre's, instrument inputs, lowest noise, headphone IEM outs, and ultra-low latency. All RME elements are industry-leading representatives of its kind. Visit RME-USA.com. Real Traps is the premier source for high-performance acoustic treatment, including bass traps, broadband absorbers, and diffusers. Once a room has been properly treated, clarity and articulation of music and speech improve enormously. Our clients include famous mixing and mastering engineers, corporations, and even a research lab at MIT. Whether you're a professional recording engineer, audiophile, or home theater owner who wants the best sound possible, upgrade your entire system with acoustic treatment from Real Traps. Visit realtraps.com. It's the Messiah Community Radio Talk Show. This is Michael James Lauren, your host. You're in for a treat. We have Jack Stewart with us. And if you're familiar with YouTube, you've seen something called Tiny Cabin Life. It takes us into the outdoors and the adventures, and you got to see it. And welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Our sponsors, with over 90 years' experience in developing audio electronics, Beyer Dynamics stands for innovative audio products with the highest sound quality and pioneering technology. Two business divisions, consumer and installation, provide tailored solutions for professional and private users. All products are developed in Germany and primarily manufactured by hand, from headphones to microphones and conference and interpretation systems. For more information, please visit North-America.BeyerDynamic.com. Real Traps is the premier source for high-performance acoustic treatment, including bass traps, broadband absorbers, and diffusers. Once a room has been properly treated, clarity and articulation of music and speech improve enormously. Whether you're a professional recording engineer, audiophile, or home theater owner who wants the best sound possible, upgrade your entire system with acoustic treatment from Real Traps. Visit realtraps.com. So you're from Hollywood eventually. I mean, you're from Minnesota, but you spent a lot of time in Hollywood. You put shows together. And if you would briefly talk about that, you're a filmmaker, a show producer, but then you ended up in Cabin Life, and you have attracted quite a following on YouTube about your adventures, where you basically, people feel like they're right there with you and your dog and your family through some of the adventures of the great outdoors. Tell us about your life.
Basically, I grew up here in Minnesota, and Minnesota has a lot of nature. You know, there's a lot of forests and lakes, and you kind of grow up spending time out there. Well, my family has had this cabin that's been in our family for generations. It was built in 1936, so it's been around for a while. And we would take trips up to that cabin, and I loved it. And there was just something about getting up there and living simply that drew me in. Well, later on, our family took us to Yellowstone National Park on a road trip when I was a little bit older, and I saw the mountains for the first time. And that was when something just was unlocked inside of me. I experienced like just absolute grand awe and wonder for the first time. And I knew that I wanted to spend as much time in the mountains and the woods as I possibly could. And you can sort of marry that with the fact that I grew up making videos and movies for fun. Both my parents were, or are, journalists and TV people. So we always had a camera lying around. And so my brother and I and our friends, we'd make movies for fun. And so I kind of had been building these two passions simultaneously growing up. And that's what eventually led me to go to college in Montana, where I continued doing that. And one thing led to another, but my best friend from Minnesota followed me out there, and we would go on adventures and film them for fun. And that ended up turning into a TV show called Rock the Park. And that's what brought me to Los Angeles. And I spent 10 years there. And there's a lot more in there, but I'll leave it there for now.
No, that's fine. I mean, you've been on, you know, national talk shows, I think, with Harry Connick Jr. If people say, though, you know, would you rather have the Hollywood life or the outdoor life? I bet you a lot of people, especially through your YouTube videos, they would take the outdoor life because there's something simple about it. And how you capture this on film is remarkable, to be honest with you. It's not easy to do. Sometimes you don't always want to be with people that you see on YouTube, but people want to be with you.
Yeah, I really appreciate that because a lot of effort into capturing it the way that I do. One of the things that's great about YouTube, the platform, is that it allows anyone to put something out there. And if people like it, they'll watch it. And there's a lot of simplicity in people's YouTube videos, you know, and that's what's great. You know, you really don't have to be a professional to do it. I've taken a different approach with mine. I don't try to make it produced per se, but what I really do try to do is capture the ambiance and the essence of what that experience is. And so it involves a lot of camera angles and a lot of sound recording and really just allowing moments to breathe. Mm. And it's so different than television. So when I was when I was doing Rock the Park, which I loved, that was my dream job. That was the television show that I created, you know, and I didn't have full control of it. We had a whole team, but it was just fast paced and a shot maybe was held for 3 seconds and then it was moving on to the next and there was loud music behind it and all that. It fits with some people, but to me, nature was really sitting back and letting the experience and the place speak for itself. And so I've really loved being able to do this. And I guess it's resonated with people too. And that's been really awesome.
Oh, it sure has. I mean, people comment and I see the way that you make things work in difficult circumstances. That's the cool thing about it. I imagine being in Minnesota, you know, you have to be able to be self-sufficient or industrious, but it's amazing what you can live on when you go to these, you know, have these little cabins. Sometimes you attach it to the bicycle and you show everybody, whether it be heat or a sleeping bag, that you could find a way to make this work and to make it fun. But did you ever have to go through this phase where learning by mistake, or do you really prepare well in advance?
So that I've learned by many mistakes. I think that was kind of the theme for many, many years. And it still is to a degree. Like I said, when we were doing our previous show, the whole thing was that we were just two beginners going out there doing this. And so we would make mistakes all the time. And I'm happy to say that I've learned from a lot of them. And I've gotten to the point where I can really roll with the punches and know at least how to stay safe out there. Because a lot of people wonder, like, well, how do you sleep outside when it's 0 degrees or whatever? If I have a sleeping bag, per se, that I have with me and it's the right sleeping bag for that situation, well, even if I don't have a fire, even if I don't have heat, I know I will be okay. That's the knowledge that I have built up over the last 10 years. If I have these things in place, I know I'll at least survive and I'll be okay and it won't be an emergency. And so that gives me like at least a peace of mind to just roll with the punches more. Limitations hardly stop us from getting out there. You know, we're going to do what we can out there and have a good time.
It's nice that you're perfectly matched with your wife. Can you imagine if, you know, being high maintenance and she didn't enjoy and embrace the outdoors and say, honey, I think I'm going to stay in the lodge today. And instead, well, she's out there doing it with you.
It's funny because we are very different in this. She enjoys it, but she's higher maintenance than me, that's for sure. But like, to be completely honest, that's been something that has strengthened our marriage over these almost 4 years, learning how to work together on these things with our individual passions and making sure we're on the same page with what we're wanting to do and what we're willing to risk and stuff like that. And so she has come a long, long way from when we first started doing this. It's been really fun to see her kind of grow in the process as well.
I remember there was a comment by Prince from Minnesota. He said, the cold, it scares all the bad people away from going to.
Yeah.
But I mean, you're full on with this career, obviously, and you do glamping also, isn't that right? Like you've prepared almost like an Airbnb. You've prepared the scene for others that if they want to, you know, go ahead and enjoy the great outdoors, too.
It's been a really cool journey, what's kind of led me to where we're at now. This is when I was still living in Los Angeles. I met this individual who was actually a part of a guided trip that I was doing to Joshua Tree National Park. And he wanted to build this urban glamping experience in the middle of essentially Hollywood. He wanted to put up a glamping tent and have this experience like you're able to escape into the wilderness, but you're in the middle of the city. And so he hired me to do it with him. And that was such a cool experience and such a great way to learn how to put something like this together for people who aren't just myself. The YouTube thing is what's taken off. So I haven't really gone into that realm for a while. But man, it's a lot of fun, especially creating these experiences in real life for people, you know?
Oh, people love it. Yeah, we want to get to that. We're with Jack Stewart, our special guest. And today, Jack, living his dream, bringing nature and wild places to the public through his YouTube channel, Tiny Cabin Life. We'll be right back with Jack Stewart right after this. Real Traps is the premier source for high-performance acoustic treatment, including bass traps, broadband absorbers, and diffusers. Once a room has been properly treated, clarity and articulation of music and speech improve enormously. Our clients include famous mixing and mastering engineers, corporations, and even a research lab at MIT. Whether you're a professional recording engineer, audiophile, or home theater owner who wants the best sound possible, upgrade your entire system with acoustic treatment from Real Traps. Visit realtraps.com. Sennheiser has been continuously setting trends in the audio industry. Wherever people care passionately about recording, transmitting, or playing sound, Sennheiser will be there. Artists, disc jockeys, scientists, sound technicians, or demanding music lovers, the Sennheiser name always stands for premium products, headphones, microphones, and all-around audio solutions. The ultimate in sound quality. Sennheiser. Okay, we're back with Jack Stewart, and he's a popular, actually sensation on YouTube with a Tiny Cabin Life, and he takes people along for the ride. Beautiful cinematography, along with his dog Ellie many times, and his family as well. And so there's probably a lot of questions that people have as far as behind the scenes, you know, because you make it look easy, which is the sign of someone who's great at what they do when it comes to being a filmmaker. Is it more difficult than meets the eye? What are some of the things that people don't know about, or are you allowed to give that away?
Every time you see the camera move, like a different angle, that is being done by me. And so if I'm sitting at the fire cooking my dinner, and all of a sudden the camera is on a wide shot far away from me, it's because I had to get up and move the camera over there. And I had to frame it and make sure it looks good and focus it. And so then when it's a close-up shot, it's the same thing. And so that's one of the main things that really is difficult behind the scenes. A lot of times I had a comment actually on my most recent video where somebody was like, man, you just burned all the flavor out of those eggs, which I didn't even know. I didn't even know you could look at eggs and know that somebody like burned them. But I just told them, I was like, you know what? It is very hard to cook my dinner and film at the same time. And sometimes that's why I make very simple meals or why I make mistakes with it. But that is probably one of the most challenging things. I've gotten to the point where I really take pride in how I tell these stories, where it's going to be really hard to dial that back at some point. But I hope I don't have to, but it is a challenge. And then I would say the second part is just logistics, doing some of this stuff. Mm. You know, here in Minnesota in the wintertime, it can be hard to find places to go camping, whether they're snowed in or you just don't know if like the gate is going to be unlocked to get where you're going. Because a lot of times the forest rangers and stuff like that will have to lock gates because trails are in bad condition or whatever. So like finding the sites to go, figuring out how to get in there, unloading all, you know, my camper and all that stuff, and then riding to the place or whatever, that can be a challenge as well.
I can't imagine that you use just a GoPro. I mean, you must use the heavy duty, the best stuff to get the kind of quality video that you get, of course. Do you try to travel light? I mean, you have to, right?
Oh, yeah. I try to travel as light as possible. And funny enough, the main camera that I use is the camera that we used on our TV show for 10 years. So wow. It's the same one, and it's been on some crazy adventures. That's for sure.
I want to stand up for you, Jack, though, because in all honesty, you make a really good grilled cheese. I mean, I've seen this on YouTube, and I'm thinking, well, every time this man makes the grilled cheese and the coffee, and it's like these simple type of things. And people actually, when you looked up into the heaven and you said, and you give thanks to God when you was it amazing all the response at how people almost were applauding you for that, that this man likes to pray before he eats? I mean, how that resonated with people?
It's been remarkable. It's been really cool to see how the simple act of just giving thanks to God has like connected with people. I've always been trying in whatever way I can to give glory to God through what I do. And everything I've done up to this point has been in the secular is the wrong way to put it, but I just haven't been able to do it that overtly. And so privileged to be able to share even just a simple prayer and have it resonate with people the way that it does, and to be able to give credit where credit's due.
Yeah.
Because all of these things, the decision to pursue this, you know, full time, our marriage, our family, everything, we run it by God first. And so spread the word if we can.
But you know something, you don't necessarily even have to have a church service, and you're having one, because being outside it and showing us the beauty that you bring to many people through your YouTube channel, Tiny Cabin Life. And so people are having this beautiful, majestic shot of lakes and rivers and the sky. And I imagine the thing about it, which is so great, is that it's never the same, is it? Are you always amazed being out there that it's always different? I mean, God is creative, isn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. It's always different. I think that's part of the other thing that I personally love about going and doing these trips and then sharing it with others, is just like when you get out into nature, you see like the goodness that is in the world. I think we're so inundated with just negativity or even just like busyness and chaos. And I think a lot of times it's easy to forget that there is so much beauty in this world, and it's God's creation. And so, you know, in a way, it can almost become an escape. But I love being out there, because it just really, really helps me to get centered and to enjoy just where I'm at. And I love that. And I love sharing that too.
It seems like almost people get that feeling that you're out there 365 days of the year. But in all reality, how often are you out there in these cabins that sometimes are very small, but they look fun? You seem happy. Ellie, the dog seems happy. How often are you in the cabin, if you will, or outdoors versus in the home?
Sure. That's the other thing. Yeah. So sometimes people think that we're either living like this all the time, or that I am. And the reality is that we do this for fun. And I try to make it where I go out for one full day and one full night per week to film a video. Sometimes it goes for more. Sometimes it might be 2 days. That's rarer if it's just me. Or if I'm bringing the whole family along, we'll go for a couple days. But the reason for that is because this is something that we've prioritized as a family. But at the same time, but at the same time, I want to be home. You know, I don't want to be away, especially, you know, we have a toddler now. She just turned one. And so being home is very, very important. So we try to minimize the time away as much as possible. And funny, you know, it's actually really, really cool, because sometimes, you know, I'll go out for 2 days and it'll just seem like so long that I've been gone. But I come from an industry where some of these guys working on our show, they have families and they're on the road 6 months out of the year. And so I remember when I was in that business, just thinking, there's no way I'm going to be able to do this when I get married and have a family one day. And so I am so grateful and blessed to just, you know, to have it where I just go for a day. And a lot of times I get to bring my family along with me. And so that's been really, really great.
I can imagine if you get these, you know, messages on YouTube, dear Jack, thanks to you, I've left my family. I've left the life as I know it. I'm living in outside in a cabin. I mean, what are the strangest kind of messages you get?
Oh, you know, I would say the strangest messages that I get are ones that are,
can we come with you?
Or just like strange criticisms, like things that you never would have thought people would have picked up on, like whether or not, I don't know, your shirt is like buttoned up all the way or something. Wow. Like just bizarre things. I get a lot of comments about Ellie, a lot of concerns and questions about. This is the most recurring one, and it drives me nuts. A lot of people will assume that if they don't see in the video that she has gotten food or water,
yes,
that I'm not feeding my dog. And it's just like, it actually used to bother me at this point. Now it doesn't, because it's like, I love this dog. Like, I'm taking care of this dog. You know, I've gotten so many at this point that yeah. It doesn't bother me.
I was going to ask you too, I'm just in kidding, that if Ellie the dog knows the difference between the big cabin and the comforts of the big cabin versus that small one, you know, attached to the bicycle, do you ever see it in her eyes that I think this is going to be better?
She's equally as pumped to be out wherever we are.
That's what I thought.
And that is the coolest thing. Me, on the other hand, there's definitely one that I prefer. But yeah, I think she's happy wherever.
I couldn't sleep one night, okay? And I'm on YouTube. And I'm looking and I'm feeling that I'm outside in the woods with you. As far as you're making me feel like, or you know, that I could do this, or you capture the imagination of people that, as we talked about earlier, you know, there really should be more of a simplicity to life where you can embrace things instead of, like you mentioned, you know, 5,000 cuts in one commercial and the tranquility and so forth. What else would you like to share about tiny cabin life or your life or even what you'd like to say to people who, you know, are thinking of doing what you do?
Yeah, you know, a couple things. I will say one thing that is very hard, and as somebody who's a believer, it definitely is something that involves a lot of prayer. When you're doing something like this that is based on other people's approval and likes and views, it can be very, very easy to get discouraged. And it can also be easy to wane in directions that you don't want to go. And so one of the things that's been very, very difficult is when we made the decision to pursue this, it's trusting that God's going to take care of us, yes, or that he will give us stop signs or arrows where we need them. And that's always been our prayer. It's like, you show us where you want us to go. If this is it, great. I want to do this so badly, but show us. And we've had tough months. You know, this last summer, we were making videos and the views were down and I was discouraged. I was shooting, I thought, great content. It was, but the views were down. And in turn, the money was down. And, you know, I support our whole family through this. Yes. So it gets discouraging. You start to wonder, you know, whether you can keep doing it or not. And so that can be tough, you know. It involves a lot of trust, a lot of prayer, and also posturing yourself the right way. I think, like, a lot of times I think that I'm in control, that I can go out and shoot the best video and I can make the thumbnail image look as great as I can. If the video doesn't do well, then I can control it and fix it next time. And in the end, like, God's the one that's in control. And so that's the biggest lesson to us, is trusting God in the ups and downs with everything and to just put it in his hands, you know?
Yeah, I imagine there are a lot of people that want to get out there, and perhaps you've inspired a lot of people. I'm sure you have, you know? I was going to ask you too, do you get any unexpected visitors? Because you must have spray or you must have something to protect yourself. And does he ever get scary?
When I was doing my show, Rock the Park, I did that for 6 years. We traveled all over the country and the world. So we saw bears, grizzly bears, brown bears, polar bears. We saw it all. We camped out there with them all of that. But with tiny cabin life, I do the majority of this here in Minnesota, where we really don't have scary animals. You know, like, there are bears, they're black bears. They don't really bother you. In fact, I have never seen a couple in my however many years that I've lived here.
Wow.
And they're not next to me. It's like driving down the road. So I don't get too worried about predators. I don't get scared. I get uncomfortable.
Yeah, okay.
I'll be like cold or something. Like, for instance, Friday, I'm actually hiking into one of these survival cabin shelters, and I'll be sleeping in that thing. And I already know it's going to be an awesome experience, a fun time, but the night is going to be uncomfortable. And so that's more of what happens to me.
Yeah, because you don't let it show, Jack. I mean, it looks like you're in control. You're a man's man. You know what I mean? And people feel like, you know, this guy doesn't complain. Yeah, I imagine that sometimes maybe it looks colder than it is. I don't know. But it seems like you've figured out a way that you have everything, from the heat to a great cup of coffee, to a grilled cheese. I mean, it seems like you can have all these comforts and the simplicity of it.
Yeah, I think you can boil it down to the things, the essentials, the things that you need, right? So like for me, it is as simple as that. It's like, you know, in my little bike camper, it's a camper that I literally tow behind a bicycle. It's the size of, a lot of people say a coffin, but it's a little bigger than a coffin.
Right.
But it has a little wood stove in it, a little cook stove, and I have a sleeping bag. And honestly, I mean, there are a few other things than that, but those are the essentials that keep me warm and safe out there. And so you don't really need much. And even if I forgot my sleeping bag, which I did one time, I had to go actually buy one. But I know if I have wood, I can just stoke that fire all night. I won't sleep at all, but I'll stay warm and I'll be fine. And I think that's kind of the mindset that really helps me out there. It's like, even if it's uncomfortable, I'll be fine. And it'll be an awesome experience. You know, I think I am a little bit of a glutton for punishment because I do come away sometimes with these tough adventures or where things happen. And it gets me pumped up when I get through stuff like that. But yeah, it's amazing how little you actually need to be okay. You know?
Yeah, because you make it so magical when you see the great outdoors. Again, the footage that you bring to everyone, A Tiny Cabin Life on YouTube, Jack Stewart, our special guest. And because everyone's at home, and sometimes you wonder, what would it be like to actually be out there, spending the night in a cabin, seeing things? And what I love, too, I was going to mention, we talked about how beautiful the cinematography is, but what about the sounds? And you capture that so well. I mean, it's like you really hear the sounds. And I think that is an important element that we all appreciate.
Yeah, no, that means a lot to me. I try, you know. A buddy of mine who is an audio guy, he always said, you can watch on an airplane, you can watch the movie for free, but you have to pay for the headphones. I don't think you have to pay anymore, but his point was that audio is the thing that really makes the piece, I don't know, valuable in a lot of ways. And so
the sound of coffee really, into the cup, I mean, you can really, that did it for me.
I really try to bring that out. And so I'm glad to hear that it's working.
Well, I suggest everyone go to Tiny Cabin Life on YouTube. Also, your website, jacksteward.com. And I was going to say our remaining moments, of course, you know, a lot of footage is from Minnesota. You've made your way to Florida. Are there areas that you won't go, or do you want to go, or what does the future of this program look like?
We will go anywhere. In fact, we're planning another trip out west, and so into like the Rockies and stuff like that. And I'm hoping to get to the point, and I'm doing a couple of these, but I'm hoping to get to the point where we can start traveling for episodes, like intentionally traveling. So I know there's some incredible places and cabins that I want to get to up in Alaska. It would be great to do that eventually. Then later in the year, we're going to the Yellowstone area. We're going to do a bunch of episodes along the way there. But then I will also be hiking up into the mountains to a backcountry cabin there with Ellie. And so we're hoping to start incorporating some more unique cabin experiences that are around the country. And yeah, so look forward to that. And it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah. If you make your way to Florida, give me a call. You know, I mean,
yeah. Hey, I'm coming to Florida. Actually, we are.
Are you kidding?
We're coming in May. And I was looking at doing something in the Everglades, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah. Maybe you shouldn't call me. No. But if you did call me, we kind of need to just see what it would be like to bring someone along for the ride. No experience at all in doing this. Jack Stewart, our special guest, Tiny Cabin Life, his special channel on YouTube, bringing the great outdoors to everybody. God bless you, Jack. You've captured our imagination and got us out of the doldrums of regular life and make us see the glory of God, which is the great outdoors. We appreciate all your work.
Thank you so much. It's an absolute pleasure, and it was great chatting.
Our sponsors, with over 90 years' experience in developing audio electronics, Beyer Dynamics stands for innovative audio products with the highest sound quality and pioneering technology. Two business divisions, consumer and installation, provide tailored solutions for professional and private users. All products are developed in Germany and primarily manufactured by hand, from headphones to microphones and conference and interpretation systems. For more information, please visit north-america.beyerdynamic.com. Real Traps is the premier source for high-performance acoustic treatment, including bass traps, broadband absorbers, and diffusers. Once a room has been properly treated, clarity and articulation of music and speech improve enormously. Whether you're a professional recording engineer, audiophile, or home theater owner who wants the best sound possible, upgrade your entire system with acoustic treatment from Real Traps. Visit realtraps.com.